This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Money has a cost. We talk about that a lot, mostly in the context, I grant you, of the Federal Reserve and interest rates. The Fed, however, and the rate it controls, it's called the federal funds rate, if you're curious, they are not the only rate game in town. There is plain old consumer credit, for instance. And a report out today from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is worthy of a mention. The CFPB finds the biggest credit card issuers in the United States generally charge higher interest rates and fees than do smaller banks and credit unions. Quite a bit higher, too. The median interest rate offered by a big card company to a customer with good credit, it should be said, was 28%. Compare that with an 18% interest rate, again, median, from a small card issuer. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
The credit card companies with names you've heard of have a big advantage. You've heard of them. And with credit cards, that goes a long way.
The more you know about a particular brand, the better in your mind the advantages and benefits of using that brand.
Neil Doss is a professor of marketing and supply chain management at Appalachian State University. He says big banks and credit card companies are good at getting in front of us by bombarding us with mailers and ads. He says that's one reason why customers will sign up for their credit cards, even if their rates are high.
They might say that, oh, you know what? They might charge more, but it's what I know. I think I feel safe with that.
Also, customers might pay attention to a card's introductory interest rate, which might be excitingly low, and they'll skim over what it'll turn into after a year or so. All this is getting increasingly expensive for borrowers, says Julie Morgan of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
We're seeing consumers paying a lot more in interest. Consumers paid $105 billion in interest in 2022 alone. That's huge.
About half of U.S. credit card users revolve. That means they don't pay down the whole balance at the end of the month. They're the ones who will be feeling the pain of those higher rates, says Claire Green, a payments risk expert at the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta.
When you look at the cost of credit cards, there's, you know, a large difference between people who pay off every month and get points, free airplane ride once in a while, and people who revolve and are paying interest rates.
And once people become used to a particular credit card, they often don't want or just can't be bothered to switch to another.
One thing we find generally about payments behavior is that it's a habit. And all our habits, as we know, are incredibly sticky.
So before going with a card, marketing professor Neil Doss suggests looking at the whole package and not just a familiar name. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.